can't stand on my head. I can't let go my tears. I can't control my anger. I can't admit my fears. Walked into the prison gate. I didn't know what to say. Walked back to the car, shed tears of my betrayal. They'll teach you well, but not enough. A punching bag and all for nothing. Cartwheels you used to turn. You'll never learn. They'll never mention the death of magic thinking. She took my hand in an experiment. Put it where it shouldn't be. Put it underneath the dress and waited to see. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. It was just a game, I guess. One I didn't know how to play. Now you will leave it for some other place where they won't let me follow. I see you close the door and deny you ever knew me. The death, the magic thinking. The death, the magic thinking.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters from his brand new disc. Brand new, came out in January, but it's still brand new, 2022. And his 32nd solo, or his, not solo, but studio album. Because he's had the Attractions. The Imposters are basically Attractions with like one different member. He's put out a bunch of stuff. 32 albums. The Death of Magic Thinking from... I'm going to knight him right now. Sir Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Before that, Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians from the Respect album gave us the Yip song. Segued that out of a Soft Boys cover, Queen of Eyes, as done by Spy Genius. Segued that one out of, or as the kids say, cued that. I'm probably using it wrong. Anyway, I segued that one out of the Bangles doing a song that Kimberly Rue of the Soft Boys wrote, going down to Liverpool. Because Debbie Peterson was playing drums and singing on that one. And I told you I wanted to, you know, play some singing drummers that weren't Karen Carpenter. I don't know. I might still play Mickey Dolenz. And I do, I will say that on the... I can't say on deck. On the potential list, there is a Foo Fighters song Taylor Hawkins will not be singing on, but or Dave Grohl. He's a drummer. I don't know if you remember. He played in this other band called, Scream. Yeah, he played drums for Scream. And you know what? 86 million adults in America, they have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. So if you're busy, all it takes is less than a minute to know where you stand. And there's no excuse. If you go to doihaveprediabetes.org, take a short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. I want to give you the right website if you're going to try. I don't know what question number one was, but it was like, do you eat a lot of sugar? That might be in the questions. I really don't know. What I do know... Oh! I do know one more thing. That each and every Sunday night, you can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner here at WRCT. You're like, what are you talking about, Moxter? Breakfast for dinner? You're blowing my mind! Yeah, it's an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies as prepared by Chef DJ Chris Wired. It's power pop, it's punk, it's psychedelic, it's anything that actually feeds the mind. And it's Sunday nights from 11 to midnight here in WRCT. And then he has an encore. He currently has an encore presentation Thursdays at 1, and that's the one I listen to. Love it every time because he'll be like, hey, here's some new Hoodoo Gurus. And I'm like, wow, Hoodoo Gurus have a new album out? So Chris is on top of things. That encore is Thursdays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. It's right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Or online, like I listen. When I'm working, not doing this, when I'm working doing other stuff, I listen on the WRCT.org. Got to tell you that. I want to remind you, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you right here on WRCT Pittsburgh each and every Friday night with an encore Tuesday afternoons. Starting at 2 right after Sean Watson's Minute Pause. I'll tell you more about that show probably later in the show. If you have a request, there's two ways to get a hold of me and reach me. I know, my brain's just firing off on all things right now. To get a hold of me and reach me, you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. Or just call me, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. Joe called up and said, Moxer, I know you're playing a lot of singing drummers, and I'm pretty sure this one you've got ready, but I'm going to tell you, Joe, I did have the band ready. I was going to play something off of Candy Apple Gray, but you said no. Go back to New Day Rising. Play some Husker Du. Grant Hart, drummer and songwriter extraordinaire. It's Terms of Psychic Warfare.
Now don't think you're the only one who is calling themselves. I'm just as guilty of telling what my own beliefs go through. head, thoughts that I bet you could break up.
Curie sisters, I'm talking about Sherry and Marie Curie, who put out an album called Messin' with the Boys. I know the album's so worn. I was going to try to tell you what year that came out, because off the top of my head, I don't know. Let's just say it wasn't this year. Them doing the Russ Ballard penned Since You Were Gone. I'll be honest, when I was grabbing a song off there, I didn't realize what song I was picking. I was just like, this looks like a good song. And I played it, and I'm like, wait, I know this song. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, The Romantics. Yeah, What I Like About You, Romantics, from their 1980 album, National Breakout. Nervous is what I am, because apparently I don't do the public speaking so good no mores. From National Breakout, Friday at the Hideout. Yeah, Romantics were so good in those early days, those first couple albums. And I'm sorry to say, but like Talking in Your Sleep, really, guys? Really? And then they put an album out like probably about 10, 12 years ago. That was really good, but they had Clem Burke drumming for them, and it was not the Romantics, if you know what I mean. Before the Romantics, how about the Replacements? Went back to Tim for Bastards of Young. Because we are the sons of no one. We are listeners of the Viva La Mock radio program. Start the entire set. Speaking of Minneapolis-based bands, how about some Husker Du from New Day Rising by request? with Terms of Psychic Warfare from, I already told you, New Day Rising. I'm just repeating myself at this point. It's quarter after 10. It's 15 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamach. Yeah, we still got over 2 hours of this machine rolling down the highway, so just watch out. Grab the women and children and put them to the side so that they can view safely as I throw candy from my float. You know, playing the Marie and Sherry Cherry Curry, the Curry sisters, that reminds me, I got to remind you that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8. And he has a replay of the show Mondays at noon. And while I'm telling things that sound important, how about the fact that many families across the country are getting into trouble with their mortgages? It's true. You think these interest rates are low, but you still need to pay the mortgage. And it's important to know that you can actually call a certified housing counselor for help if this is you. The service is actually completely free. So if you and your family think you might be in trouble or just don't know who you can trust for help with that mortgage problem you have, contact the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 1-866-687-6322. I'm sorry, 866-687-6322. Or just go to mortgagehelpnow.org. This public service announcement brought to you by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. The requests are flying in, and I love the requests when they're flying in because I'm trying to play mostly vinyl due to finicky CD players that I've been told by the powers that be will be replaced, but probably after finals, because the powers that be got to study, because they got to go on and someday be a power somewhere else that be making a lot more money than Mockster. That's fine. I can be patient and I can play a lot of vinyl. Robert chimed in during the week and he said, you know, Mockster, back in January, we lost a Burke Shelley. Played bass, did some vocals, maybe the lead vocals with Budgie. So he wanted to know if I could play some Budgie for you. Why not? It's a Bread fan. It's for you, Robert. Thanks for the great request. If you got a suggestion for a song, call me up at 412-268-WRCT. Drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Return.
7 seconds wrapping up that set of music with their version of Nana's 99 Red Balloons. Hey, before the 7 seconds, how about some Brad Brains? I don't know who that guy is. Brad Brains. I think he was in my chemistry class in 10th grade. But I'm talking about Bad Brains from I Against I with a Return to Heaven. Some Social D in there. If you don't know what the D stands for, it is distortion. Played their version of The Stones' Under My Thumb. Start the entire set with some Budgie. Robert wanted to hear some Budgie in tribute to Burke Shelley, who passed away back in January. Played you Bread Fan from Never Turn Your Back on a Friend. And that's true, never. I'm going to tell you that. That's great advice. Never turn your back on a friend. I was trying to have that segue into something about mental health. See if I can see. Oh, there it is. Here we go. That's true. Never turn your back on a friend. Did you know that mental health problems affect almost every family in America? So chances are someone you know, someone you love, someone who whose radio show you listen to has a mental health problem. Well, it's not me. I'm talking about Eric Jackson Lurie. So get the facts and call 1-800-789-2647 for a free brochure. It's 1-800-789-2647 because mental health is part of all of our lives. It's a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This radio station, of course, me, the Mockster. Oh, EJL knows I'm just joking because truly we know Jay Thurber's the one. No, it's not. It's Kenny Joe. It's me. I'm the one with the mental health problem. This is why I've been doing this every Friday. Well, not every Friday, but I've been doing this on Fridays for 20 plus years. And I appreciate you tuning in. And you might have just found this. Like, you've been doing this how long, dude? I just found you. Well, I'm glad you found me now. Think of all the great shows you missed in the last 20 years. But hopefully there are great shows coming up in, yeah, the next 20 years. Sure. Let's just pretend. Hey, I'm taking requests. I do take them. I take them. Much like a reservation, I take them. It just doesn't mean I honor them. But so far, I've had some great requests. That Budgie was a request. I had a Husker Du request. Gar reached out to me. He said, Gar, probably my biggest fan, and I'm not talking size-wise. I'm just talking, I don't know, there's whatever else it would be encompassing out in West Mifflin. I was telling him, or I was telling all of you, about today's Earth Day. Yeah, it's Earth Day, so I was playing some earthy songs or something. And he's like, well, you know what tomorrow is? He sent me an email. He goes, you know what tomorrow is? Are you playing something for that? Well, you know what? It's not my intention. It's not tomorrow. But he is in luck with what tomorrow is. Because I was going to play this last week, because last week on April 15th, it was the 45th anniversary of the release of the Stranglers' debut album. So I'm knocking out two birds with one stone because I didn't get a chance to play it last week, and this will satisfy Gar's request. So I'm playing something off that album. Yeah, Peaches. It's Viva Lamarck. Tom's got a request on the dockets. If you have a request, call me up. Email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. The phone number, 412-268-WRCT.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds, you know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the streets, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Hi, this is Rex.
And Christina from the Armoires.
And as much as we like hearing our songs played on Viva La Mock,
we heard that playing one of our songs would make Michelle in Madison, Wisconsin very happy.
Don't do it for us.
Do it for her.
On the Viva La Mock radio program from Zibeldone, from the release that came out in, what was it, 2020, with Pushing 40. Yeah. I don't know. I've been talking about how many years I've been on this radio station. I'm pushing 40 years. Am I not? No, I'm not. I'm not. Maybe someday. Who knows? What will that be like? You just got to tune in and find out. Hey, before the Armoires, a band called The Other Kids. Do I know anything about this band? No. All I know is I was in the O section of the vinyl, and I found a couple albums, and I'm like, okay, these guys look like they had the 80s going on for them in a rock and roll session. And so I just pulled it out, and then I'm looking at it. So The Other Kids hailed from Madison, Wisconsin. And this album from 1985 was produced by Butch Vig, who was probably still in the band Spooner at that time, but later went on to, we all know, I'm just going to tell you in case you're unfamiliar, Butch Vig went on to produce the Nirvana Nevermind album. So anyway, that was Neverland from The Other Kids. Pulling that one out from the rare and unknown archives of the WRCT vinyl library. Before that, I went to the Basquiat soundtrack. for Tripping Daisy doing their version of Public Image's Rise, and start off the entire set with Stranglers. Played that one for Gar. That was for you, Gar, from Radis Norvegicus. I can never say it right. I'll just say four, because we call it four here in the States. Some Stranglers with Peaches. 1977, April 15th, 1977 is when that came out. And believe it or not, it was one of the highest selling albums of the punk era in Britain. It actually eventually achieved platinum record status. And those guys were old. The Stranglers were known as an old band in that punk rock world. I mean, Jet Black, their drummer, he might have been like 40 when that came out. And I'm not saying that to be facetious or anything. He was born in 1938. Yeah, so he is currently 83 years old. So he's 83 now, and that came out 45 years ago. 40, right? I know, I'm yammering my way towards 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, I have to do a radio and a music calendar. I'll probably do it after 11 o'clock because I have another set of music I really feel the desire to get played. I'm just trying to think, do I want to do it before the calendar or after? You know what the answer is? It's before. So the calendar will be sometime after 11 o'clock because in 4 minutes, I only have two of my four songs played in this next set of music because Tom reached out to me at WRCT Request and he said, Moxter, you're playing a lot of drummers, singing drummers, or bands who had a song that maybe the drummer sang a song. And I hope to God you have the Beat Farmers on that list. And I admitted, I did not actually have the Beat Farmers on that list. I don't know where my brain went. So that's why I rely on you guys to be my brain and help me out. So let's play some Beat Farmers with Country Dick Montana singing vocals.
Town on a crippled horse, got fired from a cattle drag up north. The ropes of the gallows was swinging in the breeze. All the wanted posters had pictures of me. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Tied what was left of my horse to a hitch. Walked into a saloon they called the Busted Bitch. I ordered up a whiskey, he asked me for my bread. I paid him 2 bits and then I pumped him full of lead. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. A lady of the evening was eyeballing me, staring down from the balcony. She walked up to me with gunpowder breath. The ace of hearts was bleeding from her hip. I dragged her upstairs by her lower lip. I got my 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Down. She undid my boots, she untied my jeans, she untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, that's my woman. I said, that's no lie. I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. Got my Colt 45 right by my side. California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die.
Today and the time is gonna be right now. No, I'm never gonna fall for anyone else but her. And the place is gonna be right here on a road called Oppenheimer.